Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. A lot of issues with kids in school right now and mental health. On the program, Robin Reedy, she's the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And then immunizations. Are you going to take that vaccine if it comes out? Heidi Parker is here with Immunize Nevada. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program after an absence, Robin Reedy. She is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Nevada section of that, and also former chief of staff to Governor Jim Givens. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Raquel Abaud was on the program, former educator, and talking about the problems that she's seeing within her own family with this shutdown and mental illness being the definition of the issues. And her mother sent a letter to the Washoe County School District and to Kevin Dick, who heads up the Washoe County Health Department. And she said, we have watched our highly academically inclined grandkids decline through this COVID quarantine. Our oldest, who is a senior, has lost interest in pursuing the college next step. And with his sports season shut down, the light in his eyes has gone away. Our granddaughter, who is a freshman, now in tears daily with virtual learning, told her mom she cannot go on this way. To those of you in charge of health, safety, and welfare, it seems you have lost sight of the mental health of our kids. Have you taken the time to even talk to the student population to see how it is or is not working for them? For a school system that ranks so low nationally, the flaws of virtual learning reflect overall failure in the Washoe County School District. The governor, in his wisdom, has lifted restrictions for high school to 3 feet social distancing, but you, Mr. Kevin Dick, seem to think you know more. These kids are being held hostage for no reason, and it is time for you to touch base with the kids and realize the severe mental health impact and the toll it is taking on their welfare. Your thoughts?
You know, that's the world today, and it's something everyone needs to be paying attention to, especially with children. There are children out there, even before COVID, who at 8 could have a planned out, an entire plan for suicide, and to do suicide. So this
by age 8?
By age 8. And it's astonishing to most people, but that is what is out there. I would also say there's a group of kids who were thrilled that the school wasn't there because they had anxiety to go to school, or they may have anxiety and depression over the thought of going to school during COVID. So there's really no one way that would satisfy this. Where there is the unknown, there will be anxiety. When that anxiety and depression start affecting your everyday life and how you pursue it, that is now a problem. So now we have to react to the problem to try to do things that make sense. We have a warm line here in Nevada put up by our Western Nevada affiliate. In February, that line was getting about 200 calls a month. It is now over 2,000 calls a month, and we're having to man that more and more. And we man that warm line with people who have a lived experience, people who have depression, anxiety, or other diagnosed illnesses, and they're in recovery, and they're stable, and they answer those phones. And if you get in the queue after you've been on the phone, they'll even do texts between them. And it has resolved so many calls to the ERs, to the 911s, they call the warm line. And that's exactly what it is a warm line. It's designed for people that we can call and check on people. And of course, once they get that number, they start calling in. So now we have more calls in than calls out. But it does resolve a lot of issues in crisis and emergency areas, leaving those areas free for other people to use. But once we start noticing the anxiety, especially in children, you have to act on it and start figuring out ways that will calm them, whether that is just going out. I have a friend who just goes out and drives in the car. She doesn't have to drive to work. She works from home now. She's all that. But just the mere act of going out and driving for about a half hour here or there, she comes back in refreshed and feeling better. So what does that for someone? Is it breathing in? You know, these are simple tactics. Breathing in for 7, holding for 5, breathing out for 3. Breathe in, breathe out. My family has heard me say this for years, only because I learned that for speaking. But it works for everything. When you have anxiety or worries, you do those things. See your doctor. See your family doctor first thing. That's the first step. Make sure there's not a physical reason why this is going on, you know, and then pursue it from there. But do things. There's lots of things other than drugs. Obviously, there are antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicine. That's for people to decide. There's fewer of those options for children. Because they don't allow a lot of those things into children. But follow it through and talk about it. Talking about it, those letters, people talking about, there's a silver lining to COVID right now. And that is that everyone in the world is feeling a little bit anxious and a little bit depressed because things are changing and there's that unknown out there. Now, if you take that, and you imagine feeling that 24/7 to the 10th power or to the 100th power, then you now know what it's like for someone that's living with a severe mental illness and what they go through.
All right, so from the numbers you said at the beginning of this program, it's increased by a factor of 10 mm-hmm. in terms of the calls you're getting, which means that we can extrapolate and say that that's what's going on within society. Is your organization statewide, so you're getting people calling in from all across the state?
That warm line is statewide. It's one of our affiliates that covers, Western Nevada affiliate covers Carson Douglas and the rurals. They started that warm line because of the rurals, but obviously a phone number goes statewide, so it is indeed statewide.
Okay, for people who are listening to this as an audio podcast or on the radio, do you have the number handy, or we can put it into the next segment?
Next segment. Okay. I gave you the graphic.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. For folks who are watching this on television or online, you can see the graphic, but we'll give you the number in just a couple of minutes. You know, it seems that this is compounded by the fact that within the household, it's not that just the children that are anxious, but at least 50% of the population is anxious. So in almost every household, you may have one person who's feeling comfortable and confident, and the other person who's not. And there's nothing wrong with either of those people's feelings. You know, your feelings are your feelings, and we have to all deal with those, and we have to accept those feelings. But doesn't that compound this situation by an even greater multiplier when you have at least one, if not both parents? Now you're talking with this letter about grandparents and the children. this is, it's never been a good thing, but this is getting even worse.
Well, it is getting, on a good day, 1 in 4, 1 in 5, you can pick the number. I always lean more into the 1 in 4, are affected by mental health conditions, and whether that's themselves or someone in their family. So when you're helping someone and has a mental health condition, you can be helping 10 more people around them. No. So now, if it's doubled, you know, with what's going on, you know, and again, it's a mental health condition that impacts your life, that you stop doing something because of it, or you start doing something because of it. It's made a change in your life, that worry, that depression. You know, just kind of take a look at it and start from the less invasive out. What do you do that you find joy in, that you can let go of those things? You know, and for a vast majority of people, that may help. You know, for other people, it may be bringing out things that were there before, and you were able to cope, and you were able to put in your rules, and everything was fine. But now it's having an impact, and now maybe it's time to start talking to somebody.
Are the school districts handling this, in your opinion, in Nevada at least, in an appropriate fashion?
You know, I can't speak directly to that because I'm not in the school districts. I will tell you, in the 10 years since I started volunteering with NAMI, and now I'm working with NAMI, that they have brought social workers into the schools by far larger numbers than was ever considered before. And that's a good thing. And these people are motivated to see and look at kids, not just as kids, but as human beings that are going through a lot of triggering situations. They have safe talk now in the school, that they can report things that are going on and stop things. Right now, suicide, it's highest among the youth, you know, and we need to make sure. Suicide has now broken the highest, the top 10 of people, causes of death, you know, and so we need to be paying attention to all of these things. So in the youth and then in the elderly, those two bookends are where a lot of our suicides happen. And this COVID process is increasing that as well. And so we need to be paying attention to those things. I know we have an Ending the Silence program that we can put out to schools. We don't have it online yet, but we're going to be getting there. And that's where we have people who come in and they talk about what their lives were like in school and suffering from a severe emotional disturbance or an SMI, severe mental illness. And those reactions. And I know one day we went to the Washoe schools and we put on 5 presentations to the health classes. And in each class, there were 3 or 4 people who eventually walked away from the class, and we had people outside ready to talk to them because those issues touched them. And if you catch it there, you don't have the bigger problems later on. So right now we have a first episode psychosis program that is in Carson, Tahoe, and we're trying to spread it through the state. And it's not we, NAMI, it is the state, and trying to spread that state of health and human services. And they have found in this first episode psychosis that if you go in and you wrap around services to these people on their first episode of psychosis, that they may never have another crisis in their life. You take care and make sure they're going to school, make sure they're okay in school, make sure if they're working, they're going to work and they're okay working. And you pay attention to it. Make sure, you know, if the basics for someone is taken care of, housing and food, they are more able to take care of what they need to do for their brain. And that's just what it is, their brain.
Let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Robin Reedy after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Robin Reedy. She is the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Nevada. And we have a phone number, and this is the warm line. Define that for us.
So a warm line was originally designed so that when people left mental health services, we would get their number, and then from that warm line, we would call them. Check up on them, make sure everything was going okay. Well, once we have done that a few times, they got the phone number. So now we're getting more incoming calls than actually outgoing calls. But what it's doing is, again, it's saving calls to 911. There was an individual out in the rurals that used to call 911 daily and now doesn't. Calls our warm line and gets to talk to someone
okay,
about what's going
on. Okay, so this is okay for kids to call. This is okay for adults to call, whoever wants to call.
Right.
If they're having issues, and give us the number here.
So it's 775-241-4212.
Okay, so once again, 775-241-4212. Where do you think this is heading? I mean, even if we get a vaccine, half the people have already said they're not going to take it for the first year or two at least.
You know, I understand that feeling. I've often said that, you know, I might not be the first in line, but I'm probably going to be there within a month. I've not heard that long. Anxiety is hard to get rid of once it starts without some outside help.
And that's where we have to leave it. Robin Reedy, great to see you again. Sorry under these circumstances, but come back again soon, will you?
I will. Just
right.
Invite me.
Deal. And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Heidi Parker. She is Executive Director of Immunize Nevada, which is a statewide organization. Pleasure to have you here.
Glad to be here.
So last week, I went to Costco, got my flu shot, and I said to the pharmacist who was giving me the flu shot, has it been busier this year than normal? Said, crazy. He said, blows the last 2 years out of the water. What are you seeing across the state?
Absolutely, same. So we're hearing that from pharmacy chains all across Nevada, definitely way above, you know, their previous years. And we're also seeing that, of course, in availability. So we know some flu shots like high dose for seniors are definitely in a shorter supply until they can catch up.
Okay, so this has been one of the things that's been a concern is because of the increased desire for flu shots, finally, you know, are we in danger of not having enough? And should people be in a panic to get in there in October and not wait until October, November, where they normally might?
Well, we don't want people to panic, but we are encouraging everybody to get vaccinated by Nevada Day. Pharmaceutical manufacturers did ramp up production this year, knowing that there could be increased demand. So we should not have that problem. It's just keeping up with delivery.
All right, so what percentage normally of Nevadans gets the flu shot?
We hover somewhere between probably 35% to 40-ish% this last flu season. We saw an increase, which was great, up to about 44%.
Okay, so, I mean, the flu shot has been around a long time. Mm-hmm. And we do know that it doesn't always nail it every year. Like last year, it didn't cover the flu strain that we got. But for most people that don't have an issue with getting an injection, like myself, I get the flu shot every year. I don't even think about it. So what percentage do you think you're going to see increased this year? What's your hope? And it's not going to be 100%, but what's your hope?
So actually the healthy people goal is really 70% or higher. And we want to see some of our frontline healthcare workers, you know, at 90% and higher. If we made 70%, I think everybody in Nevada would celebrate, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about coronavirus vaccine. Obviously, not around yet, but the manufacturers who are working on the vaccines are already being paid by the federal government to manufacture millions of doses of this just in case it is the one, so we're not waiting years for this to come across. Then you talk to members of the public, and they say, well, I'm not going to be getting that first year. I mean, I'm going to wait until it's been around a couple of years. And I think to myself, there's a vaccine. We've shut down the whole country. Why are we not getting vaccinated? I will be first in line. And I'm old enough that, you know, if it kills me, it kills me. I've lived a really good life. What's the deal there?
You know, I think we see that same vaccine hesitancy and some of those confidence issues in the flu shot. I mean, that's why our rates are lower. And so, unfortunately, it seems like that's translating, you know, to this future COVID vaccine. And we are working very hard to encourage people, you know, to trust the science, to trust the process, and know that it is one of the ways out of this. It's not going to be perfect, just like the flu shot. But it is part of that puzzle for us to get beyond COVID.
How big of an influence does the anti-vaccine movement have?
You know, I think they're a loud but small minority. I think, unfortunately, during COVID, we have seen what some days seems like a tsunami of misinformation, and that is increasing. And that's what a lot of public health experts, you know, we are working against every day, you know, trying to refute that information, help people understand where to get those reputable sources, you know, who those are, where to find that from. And I think we're really fighting that. And so we have to continue doing our job to instill confidence and help, especially Nevadans, know who those experts are.
And who are they?
So Nevada has an excellent public health system. So our health districts, you know, are at the top of that list for our counties, our state leaders. You know, we really, I think, have followed the science here in Nevada, and I think we should be commended for that, and we can continue doing that. as the vaccine rolls out and as we hopefully get beyond this.
Okay, so I gotta, you know, play devil's advocate here and say that, you know, last week the governor and the heads of the Clark County and Washoe mm-hmm. County medical districts, boards of health, met with the governor because they were disagreeing about the science. So, you know, is there, you know, do we trust the CDC? I mean, who are the science people that we are supposed to trust?
So I think...
Because I, you know, no offense, but I mean, you know, you're the governor, but that doesn't mean to say you're a doctor or a medical source.
And I think that's why he has an incredible task force, you know, so those members of that task force come from a variety of disciplines and they have been in Nevada working for decades and I think we can really rely on them. But from a national perspective, absolutely Dr. Fauci, experts at the CDC, I think we can all agree that this has been politicized, but going back to those scientists and those that are working on the ground, they're the ones doing this every day, and I think that's who we should be trusting.
All right, so we're aiming for 70% in Nevada.
We are, by Nevada Day.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this, and you had to stick around a long time this morning to do this interview, so I really appreciate
Thanks
you taking
for having
the time.
Me.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Heidi, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.